Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Arjun behind the microphone. Pleased to be your anchor on our daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios in Rabat, Morocco. Joining me today are Iman DB on the coverage and Mohammed Ayoub Adin on radio production. Stay tuned for the latest national and international news coverage. These are the headlines. British MP hails Morocco as UK's strategic trade partner. Bayt Mal Al-Quds Al-Sharif Agency, 3,000 children from Al-Quds benefit from summer schools program in the whole city. An internationally crisis in Niger, military attempted coup draws global condemnation and concern. Starting off abroad, British MP James Doddridge praises Morocco as a unique trade partner for the United Kingdom, citing its strategic location as a gateway to Africa and providing smooth access to the African market. In an article published on quote-unquote Politics Home, Doddridge emphasizes that post-Brexit, London is right to prioritize the special relationship with Morocco, which has existed for 800 years. He highlighted how trade has been a fundamental element in this distinctive relationship since the 19th century. Both kingdoms have maintained official trade relations since the first trade agreement was signed in Fez in 1721. Doddridge emphasizes that the agreement brings tangible benefits to British consumers by enabling Morocco to offer a wide range of high-quality products at reasonable prices that meet the demands of the British market. Back on national soil, children from 26 countries launched an appeal for peace in Arabic and English on Wednesday from the Parliament building in Rabat, calling for a world of understanding and harmony free of hatred and intolerance. We children from different parts of the world are gathered here in Morocco to raise our voices and call for peace in all corners of our beloved country. They stressed in this message read by one of the girls participating in a ceremony organized by the House of Representatives on the occasion of the 15th International Children's Festival for Peace, organized by the Buda Greg Association under the honorary presidency of Her Royal Highness Princess Lalla Mariam. More details on the festival with Iman DB.
The kickoff of the 15th edition of International Festival Children of Peace was held on Tuesday evening at the Mohammed V Theatre in Rabat under the honorary presidency of Her Royal Highness Princess Lalla Mariam. Organized by the Buda Greg Association in celebration of the Glorious Throne Day, the 15th International Festival Children of Peace will be marked by participation of nearly 500 children representing 26 countries, with the United Arab Emirates at the guests of honor. The opening ceremony of the festival took place in the presence of notably the minister delegate in charge of relations with the parliament and government spokesperson Mustafa Beytes, as well as several political and diplomatic personalities. The program of this edition includes musical and street performances in Rabat and Casablanca, an art exhibition featuring works by artists from the participating delegations, and musical evening during the closing ceremony of the festival, which will take place on July 31st in Sala.
The destination now is Al-Quds, where 3,000 children are enjoying vacations under the summer schools program organized by the Bayt Mal Al-Quds Al-Sharif Agency in the Holy City. The beneficiaries of this program, which is in its sixth day, are spread over 4 schools and 9 summer centers and follow various fun and educational activities as well as painting, science, storytelling, film and language workshops. The summer schools program has also provided activities for children with disabilities to enable them to share their talents with their peers without any complex. The $12,000 Morocco Finance Program, which is implemented in cooperation with the Moroccan Association of the Cultural Center in Al-Quds and other institutions, is being held this year under the theme for spreading the values of unity and solidarity. It enshrines the role of the school in the dissemination of these values between the Palestinian generations through this greatest gathering of childhood in Al-Quds. Back to Morocco, a team of American and Moroccan doctors organize from July 25th to 13th a multidisciplinary medical and surgical caravan benefiting the inhabitants of the Dakhla Wadi Dahab region. Initiated by Volunteer Morocco Association, the Moroccan Embassy in Washington, and the Fondation du Sud, in cooperation with the Paul Chester Foundation and the Regional Directorate of Health and Social Protection, the caravan organized at the Hassan II Hospital in Dakhla aims to bring medical services closer to the region's citizens and reduce the time needed for surgical appointments. Internationally, men in military fatigues have claimed to have taken power in Niger after President Mohamed Bazoum was reportedly seized by members of the Presidential Guard on Wednesday. In a video communique, a man identified as Colonel Major Amadou Abaraman, flanked by several soldiers, announced that they have decided to put an end to the current regime. He cited a deteriorating security situation and poor economic and social governance as reasons for their actions. National institutions have been suspended and the country's land borders are temporarily closed. Efforts are underway to mediate the situation, but there is no confirmation on the current status of President Bazoum. International organizations have expressed alarm and condemned the attempted coup. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights urged all actors to refrain from violence and safeguard democratic gains. The Economic Community of West African States also called for the immediate release of the democratically elected President of Niger. The United States, France, and Germany have also strongly condemned the attempt to seize power by force and emphasized the importance of preserving democratic standards. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, Real Betis, the Seville-based club, announced on Thursday that they have secured the services of young Moroccan international Shadi Riyad. The 23-year-old defender, who currently plays for FC Barcelona, will be loaned to Real Betis for 1 year with an option to buy, according to a statement from the Spanish club. Shadi Riyad, who was part of the African U23 champion squad with Morocco, is the sixth addition to Real Betis for the upcoming season. Riyad has been associated with FC Barcelona for the past 3 seasons since he joined the club's youth academy in 2019. During his time with Barcelona, he also had a loan spell with Sabadell, and last season he participated in the playoff for promotion to the second division with Barça Athletic. His move to Real Betis presents an exciting opportunity for the talented defender to further develop his skills and contribute to the team's success. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.